The average cost of health care benefits increased by more than 11% this year to almost $5,000 per employee. This according to an annual survey by the consulting firm William M. Mercer. The increase is more than five times as much as overall inflation. In a turnabout from recent years, some employers, especially small ones, are passing on the higher costs to their workers. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Marilyn Bettenhausen and her husband Roger are owners of Nebraska Irrigation Incorporated in Columbus, Nebraska. They manufacture and distribute agricultural irrigation products. The Bettenhausens used to pay 100% of the cost of insurance for their 22 employees. Not anymore. Marilyn Bettenhausen.
We started taking increases in premiums that were impossible to absorb, and it got worse with each year. We just decided that it was beyond what we could do.
In June, the Bettenhausens asked their employees, among them their three sons, to start paying a portion of those premiums. Marilyn Bettenhausen says it's a good thing they did because the company's monthly premium just went up again, a whopping 50% to $8,400. Bettenhausen says the average employee now contributes $100 a week for his health insurance.
It's exorbitant, and you have to have something left at the end of the week to buy groceries and make your house payment. And, you know, it's a problem.
It may be a problem, but the Mercer survey found that small employers across the country are doing what the Bettenhausens have done, shifting some of the burden of higher health care costs onto their employees. Big employers are expected to follow next year. The trend cooled along with health care inflation in the mid-1990s. Now it's back, in part perhaps because the economy has cooled and employers don't have to work as hard to recruit and retain workers.
Cost shift is usually the first line of defense.
The chief analyst of the Mercer survey, Blaine Boss, says companies will soon have to come up with other solutions.
There's a point at which you can't pass on increases, particularly if you're going to do them without any regard to the amount that an employee makes in salary.
In the early 1990s, employers relied on managed health care plans to keep costs in check, but the consumer backlash against managed care means that companies will have to look elsewhere for savings. Blaine Boss says they'll be looking at defined contribution plans.
Some of these plans start with a health care spending account, if you will, where the employer puts aside a amount of money into an account for the employee to spend.
Employers would get stable, predictable health care costs under such an arrangement, and employees would get the responsibility of shopping around for the best prices on health care. Boss predicts if this and other strategies don't work, the number of uninsured and underinsured Americans will grow, and the call for a national health policy will emerge again. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.